What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that huck too and spit on that thing.
Hey, what's up? It's the Huff. We'll get into that soundbite a little bit later in the episode. Hope you're having a great day. Got tons to get to, including the Hawk to it girl that's been trending for about a week and a half or so. Don't forget, today's show is presented to you by NutriFit by Natalie, as well as High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, and of course, Bet Online. In fact, Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. Whether it's baseball, golf, soccer, right up to the top fights in UFC, MMA, or even boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. So when the game's over, head on over to their online casino, get in on the game of blackjack, maybe poker, or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag right now to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Hope you guys are having a great day. I'm getting ready for today's show, having a lot of fun, spending probably too much time getting ready for the show. But there's something that is probably my biggest hurdle with doing a show like this. It's getting sponsors. It's a hard thing for me because I'm just not, you know, that's not where I came from. But I had this one slide into my email today. It slid into my DMs, and I'm going to get your input on it. Should I continue with this? I don't know. Here we go.
Women have side boob. Time for this summer's hot new fashion trend. It's men's side nut shorts.
Yeah!
This scorching new look sends the message that you're full of confidence. And you're saying goodbye to a sticky sack.
Oh, man, it's stuck to my leg again.
Side nut shorts are partnered with Dick and Bush trimmers, as well as Puff to Muff manscaping gel. However you like to present the boys, side nut shorts is there to help you show them off.
I like to pull them tight so they're spilling out the sides. Really give the people a show.
Don't let the ladies have all the fun. Show off those nuts with side nut shorts. Side nut shorts are banned in most cities and towns throughout the entire world.
It sounds like a great product. It does. Let me know. I was getting ready for the show. And sometimes what happens is there's not that many great stories. And then I'm searching through, and all of a sudden there's these pictures of ladies walking around, and it's their side boob or under boob is like the new thing. Under boob's the new side boob type of thing. And I'm like, God, ladies get all the, you know, the fun stuff. Us fellas don't get any, you know, under nut shorts or side nut shorts, anything like that. It's time for a change. Let's be honest. Who's with me? Nobody. All right. Nobody. Anyway, you know what we need to do right now? I think there's something there. Real quick. I think there's something there when it comes to the side nut. Side nut shorts. Who wouldn't want to see some guy's random nuts hanging out of his freaking shorts? Oh, my God. That'd be so disgusting. Anyway, get that out of your head. Sorry. I think even if you're a fella or a lady that favors guys, I think you can all agree. Nuts are kind of gross. In fact, the whole downstairs, not ew, gross. It's not that appealing. Let's just shut off the lights. I'm just joking. Anyway, let's get into some headlines.
Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
I had a few people send me this, and it's wild. I had no idea this was a thing. It's so crazy. The U.S. Olympics, last week we were talking about the Olympics, had a few stories. Well, it's continuing, and this time it's involving artificial intelligence, and it's pretty freaking wild. Al Michaels is going to be the AI voice of the Olympics. Here's the promo that they put out on social media via NBC Sports Twitter handle.
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored zero, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
That's pretty legit, pretty smooth. If they didn't tell me that that was AI generated, I would just assume that that's Al Michaels in a booth recording those things. It's smart. It's so smart for NBC Sports. But if you're a voiceover talent, how much is your voice worth to sell to AI? Because eventually, that's another industry that's going to go away. Voiceover talent. I should ask. I have a buddy, Jim Cutler, that I used to work with. And that's what he does. He's a voiceover guy. And you've probably heard him on Disney Channel, in some movies and stuff like that. You just never would have, you know, it's just another voiceover guy. Really good at it. But if I'm a company that is in need of a voiceover, why do I want to pay a buttload of money to have somebody on retainer or, you know, pay the, because they, some of those guys make a ton of money. But if I can do it for a significant lower rate, that's what I'm going to do. Now, here's what's funny. So I'm listening to this AI thing with Al Michaels. And I'm like, I wonder if I could find a free audio generator for this. And sure as shit, I did. And it has like 30 or some odd different voices. Now, all you have to do is type in your whatever you want to say. So here's what I had it say. Obviously, it's going to be promoting my show. So here's the first one.
You're listening to Colorado's number one comedy podcast. It's D. Huff Uncensored. Also, I like to lick toes.
He does, that little slut. He loves his toes. Ah, it gets him going. That's pretty smooth sounding. Pretty smooth sounding. And here's another voice.
You're listening to Colorado's number one comedy podcast. It's D. Huff Uncensored. Also, I once shaved my entire body. The end result was, well, I looked like a melting candle.
Right? That's pretty good. Pretty good. Seamless. Here's the last one. This one I did. It's a lady.
You're listening to Colorado's number one comedy podcast. It's D. Huff Uncensored. He has the voice of an angel, the heart of a lion, and loins of an immature prairie dog.
What a bitch. I don't like that one. I'm just joking. It's funny because they're kind of going with that voice. They're trying to go with a valley girl. But you see what I'm saying is, there's literally, you could, what's the fucking point of being a voiceover person anymore? Because AI can just get any software to do it. There's plenty of decent, pretty good voiceovers that have already sold their voice to AI. And me as a client, I can just use that service and save a butt ton of money. Here's what's funny. So I reposted that video of Al Michaels. Sean responded with, sponsored by Skynet. Terminator. Matt OFP said, but why? Just another guy. We don't care about media people as much as they think we do. Like wide receivers, plug and play these people. Just don't be terrible and you'll be fine. I don't even give a shit about the Huff. I'm just bored. It's true. It's so true. It is wild that you can literally type in anything and you get a good result out of it. Kind of like what Matt was saying, is just don't be terrible. But in regards to the Al Michaels voice, they could have anybody voicing that, and it would sound fine. You don't need to have Al Michaels. You could have a different AI voice, a cheaper one. I think if you're a voiceover talent that is about to retire, I would sell my rights to my voice so my voice would live on. But if you're young, up and coming, I wouldn't do it because you're just taking money away from yourself. You might get a initial paycheck that's decent, but I can't imagine in the long run it's going to benefit you financially. But that being said, if I'm a client, I would rather work with AI than work with an actual voiceover talent. So crazy. And listening to some of those voices, like I could make a commercial. I could make a commercial like the Side Nut Shorts, but with that, I'm not going to because that's going to be too much time. And I just don't want to do it, okay? I don't. Somebody bought a lottery ticket at Denver International Airport, DIA, and they won about $150,000. But the problem is they never bothered to claim it. Now it's expired. It happened in, in the A concourse. But nobody claimed it. That's crazy. Because I guess it was purchased around Christmas time. And yeah. Here's what's interesting. All expired prizes go to the distribution fund for the Colorado Lottery's beneficiaries, which include Great Outdoors Colorado and Colorado Parks and Wildlife. So the money goes to something good. But how shitty would you feel if you found out that that was yours? Now, it's not a shit ton of money, but it's still a good amount of money. I'm not going to shy away. I don't even know what that would be. Even if it ended up being like $75,000, $80,000 after taxes, which is annoying. But even if it was that, I'd still be happy with it. But wow, that's got to hurt. I wouldn't even want to know. I'd be like, wait a minute. I bought a lottery ticket at DIA. What would have been nice is it would have been at least a little bit better if somebody would have found it and turned it in and then they won it instead of it just going on claim. But at least the money goes somewhere. But man, I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed if I was digging through my luggage and be like, oh my God, there it is. And sure enough, boom, 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 there's the numbers. Oh, son of a bitch. Son of a biscuit. I'd be so mad. Oh, I could have bought so many sandwiches with that. See, that's what's always funny. I always think about, like, what would I do with lottery winnings? Even if it was, like I said, at the end of the day, like $80,000, that's a good, for me, that would change my life. Not like at the end of the, you know, I could retire off of that. No, but it would help out significantly. But you sit there and go, what would you do with the money? And I'm happy with my 2016 Honda Accord. I don't want to buy a new car. It runs great. Has hail damage, which is going to be more than $4,000 worth to repair. But some of that is covered by insurance. Don't need to get into that because it's annoying, but whatever. And I'm sitting there going, I like where I live. I love my neighbors. We're very lucky, very fortunate with our neighborhood. So I don't want to move. I guess what I would do with it is travel, get the kids some great experiences throughout the world, experience some new foods. That's what I'd be excited about. Be like, where are we going? Somewhere with good food. That's where we need to go. I don't want to go somewhere with shitty food. Man, like England? That's all I've ever heard. I've never ate any food from over there, really. I've been to a couple pubs around here that have some, but who knows how authentic that is. I've never heard anything good about the UK's food. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't want to bag on it because I haven't actually fully experienced it. When we went to Australia, it was good. It wasn't anything like spectacular. But like when you go to Mexico, it's usually really good. Just traveling around the different states here in the U.S., there's a lot of great places, like Louisiana, by far the best place I've ever ate. But even Houston had some good food and all that stuff. So I think that would be a motivational thing for me, like depending on where we go. Does it have a beach? Yes or no? It better have a beach. And then two, what's the food scene like? Like Hawaii has great food as well as amazing beaches. That's my thing. That's what I'd be spending the money on, is travel and food. Somebody would be looking at my budget and be like, wait a minute. You had, you know, $1 million and you spent $600,000 of it on tacos. What? I love tacos. They're delicious. You've probably heard about her. I played the audio bite at the beginning of the show. The Hawk Tui girl is just tearing up social media.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that Hawk Tui and spit on that thing. You get me?
First of all, let me say this. That's not like he says, what's one thing you do in bed that drives a man crazy? That she spits on his cock? Oh, I'm sorry. Call me old-fashioned, but that's not going to be like, whoa, dude, she just spit on it. That's not that exciting. Good for her. She's getting some fame. She has a great personality. She's attractive. So is her friend. And hopefully that there's some benefits out there. There is a lot of rumors surrounding her. I was on the Knee Circle podcast the other day, and they had heard, but I debunked it for them. Sorry. That there was a rumor at one point that she was a teacher and she got fired from her job because of that. That was debunked, not by me, but by somebody else. I've also heard that there was an alleged talent agency that was trying to sign her. That was false. It's amazing how that rumors start so quickly and how they can get out of control. Here's my thing with the Hawk Tui girl. One, it's funny, and it's not extremely over the line. There's people selling merch with Hawk Tui in whatever. It's all over the place. But that's going to stick with her forever. Like, she's going to be the Hawk Tui girl forever. And eventually it's going to backfire on her, even though it really shouldn't. If you think about it, everybody, we've talked about this before. Everybody likes sex on some level. You like it. You might not be a sex crazed, freak, but you might enjoy it. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to be ashamed about with that. And really, it shouldn't like put a black mark on this lady's name, but it will. People will judge her at some point for being her. She'll lose out on a job opportunity or something like that. When she has children, somehow somebody's going to find out about it, and maybe her kids won't get into the school that she wants. Something like that. We like to pretend we don't judge people, but yet we all fucking judge people. I do it all the time. It's great. It makes me feel good about myself when I judge others. It does. And that's kind of sad for her. She was just having a good time out on the streets, and she answered a question, having a fun time. She seems like a lady that you would like to hang out with, because she'd just be making you laugh all the time. And apparently she likes the Hawk Tui. See, and that's the other thing that's going to be a problem, is it's going to affect her dating life. She's going to get a lot of scumbags that are only after one thing, which most guys are that way, but it's probably going to be amplified. So that sucks. So it as much as she's probably enjoying some of this mild fame that she's getting, this viral fame that she has, it's probably going to end up being more of a negative than a positive. Hopefully I'm wrong in that, and hopefully she's able to spin it around and at least make some money off of it. Maybe she's able to trademark Hawk Tui. Dude, if she hasn't done it yet, she needs to. And if she hasn't done it, you need to, and cut me in on that, okay? I'll give you $5 for the percentage. Right? You know what I'm saying? Hawk Tui, and make some Hawk Tui shirts. Sell them. Sell it while you can, because in a couple weeks from now, nobody's going to remember her. They're not going to remember her until the year in review. The year in review is going to go, hey, do you guys remember this viral soundbite from 2024?
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you got to give him that hawk to and spit on that thing. You get me?
Come on. That's pretty funny. It's funny. Hopefully it doesn't ruin her life. But there's a good chance it will, because we're all assholes and we're all judgmental. Oh my God, she puts her mouth on somebody's penis? Ew, God, I've never done that. Well, Grandma, are you telling the truth there?
Remember back in the day, honey, when you used to give nobbers to everybody on the football team?
Oh, how can I forget, Harold? I almost didn't get to you because my jaw was locking up. Good thing you got a small wee-wee.
Okay, anyway, wow. Side nut shorts, am I right? All right. I am so sorry, Natalie. This is a horrible transition into you. But guess what? Don't let gym intimidation keep you from reaching your wellness goals. NutriFit by Natalie is located on 120th and Pecos. And as soon as you walk through the door, you're going to feel positive vibes. And really, to be honest, when you're working out, that's what you want. You don't want to be in there thinking you're being judged by everything and, you know, getting looked down upon. No, it's positive vibes. And they're going to help you set realistic health and fitness goals and get you results that you want. Their trainers give you the tools and support you need to reach those goals. Imagine feeling better and moving better and, you know what, living better. Start fueling your workouts properly, too. NutriFit by Natalie is going to set you up with a meal plan that you're actually going to want to stick with. And what's great, the staff at NutriFit by Natalie is right there to guide you, encourage you, and hold you accountable. And they're going to provide a safe, all-inclusive space that encourages confidence and community. In addition to on-site fitness, they have partnered with over a dozen different businesses for over a decade to provide off-site training for corporate wellness and a variety of nonprofits. What does that mean? They can come to you in your workplace and help you guys get on the right track. That's pretty cool. Your search for an all-inclusive fitness studio ends today. Go to NutriFitByNatalie.com or go swing by NutriFit by Natalie. It's located right next to the Jersey Mike's at 12005 North Pecos Street in Westminster. Schedule a consultation, get some goals, and before you know it, you're going to start seeing results. It's time to meet the new you with NutriFit by Natalie. This was a wild, wild story that was sent to me by Ben on Twitter. I'm going to play it. It's about 2 minutes long, but it's going to explain everything, and then we'll react afterwards.
Welcome to Cognify, a facility designed to treat criminals like patients. Instead of spending years in an actual prison cell, prisoners could finish their sentence here in just a few minutes. Cognify could someday create and implant artificial memories directly into the prisoner's brain. These complex, vivid, and lifelike memories are created in real time using AI-generated content. Depending on the seriousness of the subject's crime and their sentence, the memories could be tailored to the rehabilitation needs of each subject. The artificial memories implanted by Cognify would be seamlessly incorporated into the existing neural networks of the brain, preventing cognitive dissonance and ensuring the subject experiences the memories as if they were real. The Cognify concept offers a new approach to criminal rehabilitation, transforming how society deals with offenders by focusing on rehabilitation rather than punishment. First, the prisoner is given a choice, either spending tens of years in a prison cell or seeking fast-track rehabilitation through artificial memory implantation. If the prisoner chooses to undergo fast-track rehabilitation, the Cognify device is used. Next, the prisoner undergoes high-resolution brain scanning to create a detailed map of their neural pathways. This brain map helps guide the Cognify device to target specific brain regions responsible for memory, reasoning, and logical thinking, such as the hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, amygdala, parietal lobe, and anterior cingulate cortex. Once the target brain regions are identified, Cognify is then placed around the head of the prisoner. The intensity and the type of artificial memories is then adjusted depending on the crime. Inside the criminal's mind, time would pass differently, slower than in real life, making them experience years' worth of artificial memories in just a few minutes. Synthetic memories are customized depending on the crime committed and the unique brain structure and psychological profile of the individual. Violent offenders could experience memories that are designed to trigger empathy and remorse, seeing their crime from the perspective of their victim, feeling their pain and suffering firsthand. Such memories could simulate the long-term consequences of violent actions, such as the grief of the victim's family or the physical and emotional trauma endured by the victim. To ensure the long-term effect of the therapy session, the memories could become permanent, fully integrated into the subject's mind, as if they were part of their own personal experiences. While subjects are undergoing therapy session, valuable data are collected from all the prisoners into a central computer for scientific research, which will help understand the criminal mind and determine the best approach to tackle crimes in society.
Dang! Sorry, it was a little long, but it was long, but there's so much information in there. So they want to implant essentially memories and feelings into prisoners' minds, and they can, instead of doing a 10 plus year rehab of an individual that's going to cost the taxpayers millions and millions of dollars, they're like, well, we can just jerk around with their brain, and you know what, we can give them some false memories, make them feel what their victims felt, and boom, they're good. They're done in minutes. It's going to make them feel like it took years or however long, but it's actually only minutes. Here's the thing. I don't see this happening. There's a lot of ethical hurdles involved in this. Is it good on paper? Yeah, I guess it's good on paper, but you're really jacking with somebody's brain. And who knows if, I mean, do you think somebody that murder? Do you want to be messing with somebody that is like, say, a serial killer, and then you're dabbling with their brain, making them feel things that they, you know, that they didn't feel before, and giving them false memories? You're jostling around an already damaged brain, and now you're just like, let's see what happens. Let's go, put them back out into society. Sorry, I just don't feel like that's a good idea. Maybe on some individuals this might work, but there's going to be some that this is a bad idea. And it might be just a horrible idea in general, clear across the board. You're jacking with people's brains. This was an episode of Black Mirror. If you've never got into the Netflix series Black Mirror, you need to. It will freak you out when it comes to technology. And it kind of tells you, you know, some possible scenarios of where we're headed as a society because we're so, reliant on technology. And a lot of the episodes, I think every single episode, that's what it does. It tells you, like, it takes you down a different path. But there's over 1.7 million people currently incarcerated in the United States. Officials have long said prison deters offenders from future crimes. More than 100 studies back in 2021 found that it does not actually prevent people from reoffending. So our current system isn't working. And this would be one of those things where it would be interesting to see if it actually did work. I mean, if it works, it works. But the problem is you're experimenting on humans, not just experimenting. You're messing with their minds, and there's potential for that to extremely backfire. You could make somebody an even worse criminal. I don't know if I like it. It seems like it's just a little too much. A little too much. I mean, what if you're innocent, but you were found guilty, which we see all the time. Come to find out 30 years later, that guy was innocent type of thing. Imagine they're trying to scramble your brains, trying to fix something that never actually was broken. Man, I don't know. This seems like such a bad idea. Such a bad idea. Fucking with people's brains like that. Oh, God. Hey, let's jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag! You've got mail.
This comes in from Doug. He said, DeHuff, what's up with your buddy Stink, Mark Schlereth, and his opinions on Bill Belichick? Do you agree with him, or do you think he's right? Well, he's talking about Mark Schlereth, who's been on this show a few times, talking about former Patriots coach Bill Belichick and his relationship with a woman that is roughly 50 years younger than him. Apparently, Schlereth ripped Bill Belichick a new one on his show on The Fan, and he called him a clown and a pig and pointed out that Bill Belichick was 48 years old when Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend, was a baby. Listen, I'm really torn on this. Okay, let me look at this from a couple angles. On one hand, it's like, who cares? Who are they hurting? Is she enjoying herself? Is he enjoying himself? Sure. Who cares? Right? They're not causing problems. They're only causing problems for people that, you know, are like, no, that's not the stereotypical way things are supposed to go. No. But I see his point when he's saying, like, especially when you look at it, he was 48 years old when the girl was born. That's kind of jacked up. I also have a problem with, however old you are, I'm in my 40s, and having a conversation with somebody that's about 20 years old is really difficult, especially if they're, it doesn't really happen very often where I end up having a 2-minute conversation with somebody that's like a teenager or something like that. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how Bill Belichick is having it. Any sort of conversation with this girl. That's the thing that I'm like more confused about than anything. That's difficult. You got people, you know, he's basically dating the Hawk Tui girl.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that Hawk Tui and spit on that thing. You get me?
I'd rather have a lady with experience. Let's just say that. Instead of like, my big move, I spit on its wiener. Right. That's my thing. Now, that being said, I've been married for 20 some years. I can't think of it off the top of my head. 21 years. But the thing is I don't know how you could do that. That would be very difficult to have. Because relationships are more than physical. You have to have that emotional connection and that, you know, I want to be able to sit down and have dinner and have a conversation that's not about social media and the latest trends and whatnot. It's just, maybe she's a lot more mature for her age and that's what drew him to her. And that's fine. And again, kind of going back to it, if they're happy, who cares? They're having fun. Who cares? I know I love Schlereth and all, but to call Belichick a clown and a pig, I think that's a little silly. That's his belief, right? He's entitled to his opinion. I think his opinion is a little overboard. Is he wrong for his opinion? No, no. Is Bill Belichick wrong for dating Jordan Hudson, who's 48 years younger than him? No. Let's stay out of everybody's business type of thing. That being said, it's really hard not to judge it. I get it. It's hard to look at that relationship and go, dude, come on. She's after the money is what the way you would look at it from her perspective. She's after the fame that comes with it. He's after the young poon. That's what it is. Let's be honest. He's after the young, attractive woman. That's it. But again, at the end of the day, who's being hurt in this? Nobody. Now, if they get married, then I'm just like, Bill, somebody needs to pull him aside. Like, Bill, no. Nobody. No. Stay single. If you're that old right now, just stay single. Right? It would piss me off if that was my daughter dating somebody who was that old. See how it's like, it's very mixed on this. I'm very mixed. I see Schlereth's point. And he's a father of two young women. And I get why he would be that way. And I would be that way too. Like if I found out that my daughter was 20 years old and she was dating some guy in his 40s, 50s, 60s, yeah, I'd be pissed. 30s I could handle. Beyond that, it's hard not to be judgy. It's hard to go, what's wrong with him? Why can't he date somebody in his own age bracket type of thing? He's going for the more naive individuals. That's the way I would look at it.
I'd have a stern talking to him. Come here, son. Sit down.
How weird would that be if your daughter's dating somebody that's older than you as the parent? Oh, my God. No. I'd be showing up to that little meeting on our couch with a couple of weapons. That's all I'm saying. We'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I was just cleaning my gun. This thing. Woo. Here, can you hold one of my bullets for me while I load the others? It's a pretty hefty bullet, don't you think? I get where Schlereth's coming from. I do. Because it would piss me off. But it's not your daughter. It's not your family member. They're not hurting anybody. So, look the other way. Right? What's the big deal? Am I wrong? I mean, it is kind of gross. I mean, like for her, it's just like, come on, don't you want somebody that's not so wrinkly? so wrinkly and hairy? Come on. You don't want somebody that smells like Bengay. And, in whiskey, you want somebody young and tight and, smells like Dracar Noir. No, that's not a popular cologne anymore. Sorry. I do have some in my sink, underneath my sink. Dracar Noir. For those special occasions. Hey. Right? I don't know. You let me know on that. What are your thoughts? Do you think he's going too far? It's really hard. I can see both sides of this. I really can. And I don't feel too strongly about either side for me to lean on one unless my kid was involved. Then I'd be pissed. Be like, fucking creepy old man, get away from her. But I'd be almost like that with anybody. Like, they could be the same age, and I'd be running down the street with a broom chasing the dude. Why'd you look at her that way, you sick pervert? Hey, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge is the first and still only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like a alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. How cool is that? And you can come by, swing by, and purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. They also got pre-rolls and edibles. You can purchase on-site and consume on-site, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. High Society has 7 big-screen TVs, and you can catch your favorite sporting events. Maybe you even want to host a watch party there. How cool would that be? Plus, they got Nintendo Switches available to rent, and I believe Mondays they do Mario Monday, where you can do it like a little Mario Kart tournament. How I want to do that. I got to make the time to do that. Anyway, they also got free board games, playing cards, coloring books, dominoes, and they even have a quarter arcade with pinball machines. They got vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. And what's cool is they also have tons of events going on a regular basis, whether it's the first or third Friday of every month, they have comedy shows. They also got live music. They got open mic nights, drag bingo, craft nights, puff and paints, game nights, and twice a week they got Texas Hold'em games. And there's plenty more where that came from. So go check them out. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. And High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, it's just 9 minutes from Coors Field. They're open noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you got to give him that huck to and spit on that thing. You get me?
She's got a gift. She
better trademark the hawk tooie. If her family members aren't jumping on that right now, they're fools. Because, man, she can make some straight cash on that shit.
Right, as always.
I am right. I am totally right. Totally. You got to, with social media viral videos, you got to strike fast on marketing on that. Because it's just going to die before you know it. So she may have already missed the opportunity if she hasn't already. Hey, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Big thanks to NutriFit by Natalie. Go check them out at NutriFitByNatalie.com. Also, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And of course, Bet Online. Go to BetOnline.ag. It's DeHuff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Hopefully you laughed a little bit in this episode. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.